The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Darryl Brooks is a poll watcher in Pennsylvania who said, hey, he just wants to make sure that it's fair.
You know, we just want a fair election. And we viewed that it was not fair at all. It was not fair to allow us to, you could allow us to look at the ballots, some ballots, but nothing. It was, we were kept away from everything.
So I got to ask you, Mr. Chairman, why do the Democrats object to someone like Darryl Brooks watching the process if they have nothing to hide?
Well, I am pretty confident that that is a rhetorical question, Joey.
It is. And you're a smart man. On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good to have you in, sir.
Yes, sir. Good to be here. The only reason why you don't want people to see what you're doing is because you're probably doing something that if people saw you doing it, there would be a problem for you.
Yeah.
And so we've seen that in, you know, Philadelphia. And what we've seen in some of these other states is, it's a less than transparent process. It is. And they can't go in and they can't define, which ballots came in when, from which groups, whether or not these folks were legal, illegal, were dead people voting, whatever. The bottom line to me is if you were Joe Biden, you would go on TV and say, look, if you think that you won the election, well, you would want as many people to think that you won it as legitimately as possible, because for your time potentially as president. So go on television and tell everybody that you want every ballot to be audited. You want it to be, dot the I's, cross the T's, if they were all legal votes counted, illegal votes not counted, and have it be as transparent as possible so that everybody at the end of the day could know, in his case, if he's president. But he hasn't done that. And to me, that's very telling as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the next step? Where do we go from here?
Well, on the... as far as the recounts and legal actions go, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that this week in at least four states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona, maybe even in Michigan to some degree, too. And I know the update that I saw from the campaign about 36 hours or so ago indicated that that's what they were doing, going into court this morning in these states. So by 9 a.m., they'll have suits filed, I'm sure. And, we'll see. And, the Pennsylvania stuff is still pending potentially with the Supreme Court as to whether or not they could accept ballots that did show up after Election Day, after their Secretary of State jumped in and tried to change the rules in the middle of the game, which he did not have authority from the state legislature to do. And that's still going back and forth in various courts. We're kind of in a, I don't want to say a no man's land, but, it's very up in the air.
Well, it's certainly something that we've never had to deal with. And I guess the frustrating part that I have with this is, you'd have thought that we would have learned from 2000, the hanging Chad and all.
Right.
And I guess in a way, some of the new nice and shiny and the big bright screens that we see with the voting machines, that was an attempt to do so. But it just seems to me that as smart of a nation as we are, that we could have done a little better job of getting this right.
So someone said the other day on Twitter, we can put a man on the moon, but Atlanta and Philadelphia can't count their votes in less than 24 hours.
Yeah. My favorite one is that I just lost my train of thought there. The game show on TV, America's Got Talent or something like that. American Idol.
Well,
that American Idol can count 10 million votes on a break.
During a commercial break. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. Well, is there, let's say that there is, widespread, that they find it that like Michigan, for example, and that small county, that was mm-hmm. pointed out, and the state GOP party chair person up there is the one who kind of brought this to our attention. You know, 6,000 mm-hmm. votes that were intended for
Correct.
Donald Trump initially counted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that those machines and that company is the same one that made our machines in South Carolina and North Carolina, and they had issues with the same machines in Georgia with some last-minute updates the night before. I mean, is there a way that we can determine if that was widespread?
Well, I know it's being looked into, and I know that, and of course, you know, the campaign is diligently looking into that right now and to go back and to audit all of that, hopefully in the light of day. I also know that our federal legislative delegation, Congressman Norman Wilson, and Rice and Duncan and Timmons, and now Congresswoman-elect Mace, planning to hold a press conference at the State House at 2 o'clock tomorrow, endorsing election, you know, reform mm-hmm. measures right. going forward that the federal government ought to undertake to correct this type of business to start with. If nothing else, I mean, this whole situation should be used as an opportunity to shine a white hot spotlight on any elements of fraud at all, period. That we can know going forward. That the votes that are cast are actually cast securely and counted fairly and legally.
Yeah, yeah. What happens in Georgia? Of course, we've got two Senate seats down there that we have to maintain.
Yes. And we will be deploying resources from the state Republican Party of South Carolina. Actually, a good number of our door knockers from the campaign have already gone to Georgia. We'll be formally working with the RNC, the Georgia State Party, all the surrounding state parties, Tennessee and Alabama as well, to essentially be donor states for volunteers, manpower, and then also have a unified committee that people can contribute to help in both of those Senate campaign efforts. So, you know, given a few days to, you know, continue the presidential process, but we will be publicizing that, I expect, before the end of this week.
Yeah. And Mr. Chairman, let us know what we can do, because we've got a great listening area.
Absolutely.
We carve out that northeast Georgia there, Toccoa, Clayton, and all through there, and we want to do our part as well. So let us keep us informed on what we can do here on 94.5 as well.
Look, we'll absolutely do it.
This is not the conversation that I thought you and I would be having today, but it is. And we just got to keep we got to keep plugging. We got to keep trying.
That's it. That's it. Look, when you win, you can't quit. You lose, you can't quit, because politics goes on. You have to stay involved.
Right. Yep. Drew McKissick, always good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in, and we'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good one.
Sure thing. Have a great Monday. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.